It's almost prom time. Welcome and hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. You know, it may seem just a little bit odd, but Tennessee still has several producers around the state that are getting ready to harvest a crop you don't typically see on the farm.
We've all enjoyed it, and now I have two grandchildren who are big enough to ride in the boats with us, and someday maybe they'll take this up. But, oh, it's very, very interesting. It's a learning experience, and every day is a new experience. And I get to be out on the farm where I grew up.
That's Robertson County's Jane Corbin. She's one of a few producers that still remains active in raising freshwater prawns in Tennessee. The Corbins got interested in the business a few years ago and dug their first pond, and now, in just a few weeks, they'll begin harvest for their ninth season on their three ponds.
People have been very appreciative of them, yes, and some of the restaurants in Nashville and a nice restaurant here in Springfield serve them, and we sell them fresh, whole, as we take them out of the ponds and wash them and clean them. People bring their coolers of ice and buy them right there at harvest.
Now, you can find growers like the Corbins in each grand division of the state still raising freshwater prawns, but perhaps not as many as a few years ago. But Jane Corbin says she enjoys the work, and just like a row crop or a livestock farmer, she takes pride in getting the most out of her crop.
We have a very nice-sized prawn, and I work to get a uniform size because the restaurants don't want you to bring, or anybody wouldn't want you to have a few big, a few small, and so forth.
Now, harvest time is fast approaching for freshwater prawns. The water temperature has to stay above 60 degrees, and the cooler nights are coming, and you can log on to picktnproducts.org to find a producer near you. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.